Brought to you by KSAT 5i and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios at 200 Peachtree in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Career Advancement Radio, providing information to help you enhance your career. Now here's your host, Dr. Marilyn Carroll.
Hello, guys, and welcome to the show today. I have two wonderful guests here with me today. First, we have Vanessa Parker, who is the owner of Pink Boss. And we have Katarina Teller, who is the owner of and CEO of Teller Legacy Group.
Marilyn, I have to jump in just because I'm the Budinski producer, and I every once in a while have to butt in. They both have great names, don't they?
Yes,
I feel like this
yes.
could be like a TV show, like, you know. Our own version of, you know, single ladies. It's just like business ladies or something. I don't know.
I love it.
I love that.
Yes. And that is Dana Barrett, our producer. She butts in, like she said.
Hi, Dana.
Sorry. Once in a while, I just have to stick my nose in.
Yes. I mean, I do. I love you guys' names. And the cards here are just fabulous. However, even though they're going to talk to us a little bit about both of their businesses, then we're going to go into talking about what I invited them here for today, the whole aspect of being an entrepreneur and the wonderful things that they have decided to have going on around entrepreneurship, especially for ladies. And I'm so excited that they had the opportunity to join us today, because I really want our audience to hear more about this particular area that many are finding themselves going into. And based on stats, we know that over 50% of the United States working force will be entrepreneurs in the next 5 to 10 years. So this is extremely important in the opportunities that they have available for women, I thought was extremely important as well. So let's get started. Vanessa, starting with you, Pink Boss, I love it.
Thank you. Well, I started Pink Boss because a lot of women needed help and support on deciding on what to do with their business ideas. A lot of us have a lot of things going on with ideas and passion. So just directing that and helping them figure out what the next steps are, getting them incorporated. We offer design and also web development as well. So with Pink Boss, we're really excited because of that trend. A lot of women need the support and decisions on what to do.
Okay. And for our audience, let me tell you, Vanessa is wearing her pink. She is personifying her whole brand through her wear and talking about it, and all the way up to her earrings.
Yes, I'm always in pink.
All right. She believes it. Katarina.
Well, first of all, I have to say Vanessa has truly been a blessing to me, because she's very inspiring and motivating. And like I said, she really helps me with my business as well. But our stories are a little bit different, where I was really a corporate girl. I worked in corporate America for 15 years. Thought I would spend, you know, the rest of my career in corporate America as well. But one thing I will say is that it really taught me a great skill set. And I've taken that skill set to entrepreneurship. I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. My father was a small business owner. So I always had that spirit of entrepreneurship in me. But I like that that regular paycheck, I would say, of being in corporate America. So now Taylor Legacy Group is really my way of giving back to the community, because I'm big on philanthropy. So I consult small businesses on where they are now and where they want to go, as well as nonprofit organizations. I help develop them as well.
And so when you say you help develop them and you consult with them, what exactly are your services?
So with a small business, I usually work with micro business owners. So that's going to be 2 years or more in business. I'm looking at their finances mostly, where they are, you know, putting a financial plan together, putting a marketing plan together. You guys know social media is a huge thing now. I graduated from college. I'm not going to tell you when, because I'm going to date myself. but social media was not a thing when I was in college. Mm-hmm. So really getting people up to date with social media, their marketing strategies, their growth strategies, even their exit strategies. As entrepreneurs, we don't a lot of times think about that.
Yes.
Do we want to run this business for the rest of our lives? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a multi-generational business? So I'm helping them with that as well.
Yes. And those are very important aspects of the entrepreneurship opportunity, understanding both entry and exit. And you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't understand that. Had the opportunity to meet with a CPA who is also a it works with a large consulting firm here in Atlanta, and she asked me that question. As an entrepreneur, Marilyn, what's your goal here? And I had to really sit down and explain that my goal was to start at X and end at Y, and not to go into, once the company developed into more than a small business, when it developed into an organization of more than 300 to 400 employees, then that would be my time to exit. And that's where I wanted to take it. So you have to know exactly what it is that you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. Succession planning is critical.
Yes. Now, okay, so you're financial, Katarina, and then you're all the other business aspect, but you're also social media as well, mm-hmm. and helping with those aspects. So it sounds like you guys have a great marriage here.
We do.
We do.
So now tell me about your organization for women.
Entrepreneur, Vanessa and I co-founded that. It was really Vanessa's brainchild. So we got together, had a conversation, and created Entrepreneur Her. It's a support group for women business owners, and we meet once a month.
Okay.
And we have a variety of topics, but mostly it's for support, business development, and training. And it's been a fantastic group for people to be able to showcase their businesses, share their concerns, and their successes.
Wow. Correct. When we started this, we really were trying to find something that was different than a network marketing group. We didn't want to have something that was a networking group. We wanted something that provided support for female entrepreneurs. Well, we both having our own businesses, we couldn't really find, you know, topics or workshops on things to help grow our business. So we always look for experts in the industry to bring that resource to our members. And again, have great topics for the women who join our group.
Wonderful. So when someone joins, what's typical? What's the typical process?
Well, the typical process for us is, come out to a couple of meetings to see if it's a good group for them. We have an application process to join the group to be a member. From there, we offer mentorship. So if you see someone in the group that you'd like to be a mentor with, we'll team you up together. We are just launching our accountability club. So we're going to have small groups of the women who create accountability groups with each other in different areas of Atlanta to make sure they're achieving their goals.
Wonderful. I like that accountability group. It sounds more like a... for many organizations or entrepreneurs, we say to them they should have their board of directors. And so it sounds a little bit about like your accountability group.
Correct.
Is like a board of directors.
Correct.
Sort of like a business advisory group.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely like that. The other great thing about Entrepreneur is, like Vanessa said, we try to find great resources and people that really are engaged and know what they're talking about before we put them in front of our members. So we've got a member that just got her first U.S. patent, and she was able to share lots of great things with our members about how she got it patented, the manufacturing company she found in China, and all the other things that it takes to become an importer-exporter here in Georgia.
That's great. Yes, that's great. So that's some of the benefits as far as connecting them with others. What are some of the other benefits of becoming a part of your group?
For a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs, you have all these ideas and no one to sound those ideas off of and bounce those ideas off of. So we create different forums. So if you wanted to present a new idea, you're able to present that in front of the group and kind of get some feedback from them, you know, unbiased feedback for someone who can kind of support you. The other thing, too, is really talking about the situations of entrepreneurship or the concerns about entrepreneurship that they're scared of, and being able to have some seasoned entrepreneurs in the group, other aspiring entrepreneurs. So that's another benefit too, being able to talk about it. I didn't grow up in a family that had entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
It was taboo in my family to be an entrepreneur. My family were military, very structured, very corporate. So I really didn't have that support. So it enables us to have that supporting group for these women who don't have that support at home.
And I'll just add to that, you know, really, like Vanessa said, the mentorship, the advice that they get. And then we also allow businesses to be able to showcase what they have, whether it's a product or service. We spotlight a member every single month. And there's no cost to do that. We want to be able to show what your business does.
Okay.
And if we can help you, you know, get some clients in doing that through our other members, we definitely want to do that as well.
Wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit about going back to your business, Katarina, the social media aspects. I think that a lot of people have a challenge around that I've seen out there that are entrepreneurs and how they manage that whole process.
That is another animal, managing social media. But I think they just have to first be realistic about what their marketing looks like, and it has to include social media. Small businesses really have a better handle on it, more than so big businesses, but they just have to not be so fearful of it. There's so many outlets out there now between Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, and all those other social media outlets that are out there. They've got to figure out what works for them, what's going to work for their business, and manage it well. And the managing could be creating a calendar. What's it going to look like for this week? What's it going to look like for next month? What are we wanting to highlight? What are we going to promote? So it's really a full plan. And it's a part of the marketing plan, but it's a huge part of the marketing plan.
Right. So as entrepreneurs, now, how long have you been in business?
I've been in business 6 years.
6 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you've gotten over that 5 year, 2 year, because I think that owning a business is like being in a relationship.
It is. Sometimes you love it and sometimes you don't.
Exactly. And so you got to get over the 2 year and the 3 and the 4 and the 5. Five. Once you get over 5, now you're beginning to see that whole profit aspect.
Yes, definitely. And the planning process. Honestly, again, I didn't have the experience and didn't have the examples of entrepreneurship. So I struggled in the very beginning. But now I'm able to really see those things that I planned out are really working for us now. And able to take the mistakes that I took, that I made, and help these women who are starting businesses now. Like you said, a lot of women are starting businesses. So just being able to provide them kind of a one-stop shop so they don't have to go to 15 different places to get the job done.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And so, Katarina, you have been...
Gosh, well, I was recently actually just left corporate America just a few months ago. But prior to starting Taylor Legacy Group, Taylor Legacy Group actually owns another one of my companies called Smart Kids Money Matters, where I teach financial literacy. So I've done that since about 2008, and that's worked very well for me. So I've been in business for about 4 years with that, but Taylor Legacy Group has kind of just launched, and I'm doing more with that as opposed to Smart Kids Money Matters, but I still love teaching financial literacy. Again, like I said, I still want to be able to give back to the community, and that's, again, my way of doing that.
Right. It sounds like both you ladies took something that you were kind of volunteering with before and made something out of it.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's finding your passion, doing what you would do for free, and then trying to figure out how to turn a profit and make it profitable for you.
Correct.
But we still love it. We still enjoy doing it. I love working with people. Vanessa's so creative, as you can see by her blonde hair.
Yes.
So she's very creative.
But it looks fabulous on her. Some people come up with blonde hair, and I'm like, what in the heck?
So it's just doing things that we would do anyway for free, and then and people really appreciating what we do. And you know, thank goodness paying us for what we do.
Correct. Yes. And I think it's really important to really find your passion. And what, like you said, what are you going to do for free? I spoke to people. I started this business volunteering at first. And you got to see what sticks. You know, you got to try the like they said, the lean startup. Try the business idea first and see what's really going to be pushing you out.
I like that. Try the business idea first.
Yes.
See where it sticks. See where you can find your mojo within that whole process. And then go for it.
Correct.
Good. Now, from a financial aspect of things, a lot of people, I like how you said lean organization. A lot of people want to start businesses but don't know how to get the capital. What would you suggest? Do you go back to, as you stated, Vanessa, you just start a volunteering, and then you, Katarina, said you find, you know, kind of what sticks and then you go with it? Is that what you recommend to some of the ladies?
Yeah, I think that... especially starting your own business, bootstrapping. You have to make a lot of sacrifices, especially when it comes to the financial aspect of your business. Bootstrapping and thinking outside of the box. If you're not looking at different colleges and different organizations that are offering a business contest, you got to put yourself in business contests. One, that's going to put you in front of possible investors that are going to be able to give you great feedback, but also maybe win some prize money to help you get the startup money.
Yes. So give me an example of a business contest.
Concept to Reality is a business contest at Kennesaw State. They do it every quarter. So you can there's only two winners. They get the first winner is $1,000, the second one is $500. But you're presenting your business plan in front of angel investors, mm-hmm. And it's such a great opportunity for you to be able to say, is this a good business idea? Is it sustainable? Does it make sense? Will I have longevity? And they're in the business community, whether it's in Georgia, Alabama, other states across the country, you'll get the right feedback.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, what about, I find that a lot of times, even before you get to the step of I'm deciding I'm going to do a business, there's some type of personality test or something that need to be taken to understand, can I handle this process? Because a lot of us cannot work for ourselves. We just cannot conceptually see being a business owner, having to think and do everything ourselves, you know, manage our process. We like having somebody to be accountable to.
Yeah, on the Small Business Administration's website, they actually have an entrepreneurship quiz. I recommend my clients take it just to see, you know, what their work ethics are like. Do they truly want to be in business? Do they want to be an employedpreneur, meaning they have a full-time job and they just keep their business on the side? So that I always recommend for people to just take to see if they are able to really be in business. Mm-hmm. And to talk to other entrepreneurs. Find someone in the industry that they want to go into and sit down with them and talk about, you know, what kind of things for them to expect in being in business. Because you're right, a lot of times people are not ready to work for themselves. They think they do. But you work long hours, longer than you did sometimes in corporate America.
Yes, yes. I must agree with that statement. I know I used to be extremely busy before in corporate America, and I seem like I did a lot of the things that I'm doing now. But now I have a lot of the phone calls, a lot of the emails to address. Even though I had tons of emails to address in corporate America, the emails are different than they were when I was part of corporate America and doing things on the side where I was trying to kind of develop and find my niche in what it is that was going to make me the it factor.
Yeah, you still are almost, I don't want to say you're a slave to your BlackBerry or your iPhone, but you've got to get every email that comes in and you've got to address it quickly. And you've got to address it at the appropriate times. And so that's really important. But I want to go back to maybe figuring out if that's the right type of job for you. Mm-hmm. As far as entrepreneurship, I do lots with the United Way. So I also help them with their social media. That helps me figure out, am I good at it? What don't I know? What do I need to learn? And is there somebody in that organization that can actually mentor me? So in doing social media for my company, I'm also volunteering those same services to other organizations.
Right. Now, audience, I kid you not, I did not plant these people. I know we have talked about a lot of these topics, the volunteerism. We talked about philanthropy last week on the show, or a couple of weeks ago we talked about philanthropy on the show, and how it kind of helps you to springboard and develop a skill set in an area that you did not have the current experience in. And then by volunteering, you get that experience, and then you're able to, that's another skill set you develop. So I talked a lot about giving back then turns into receiving.
Yes.
It's actually an investment that you make in yourself. So I want you to understand that giving is an actual investment you make in yourself, because without that giving organization, you would not have had the opportunity to gain the experience you needed. Not that I'm saying that you need to give in order to receive, but giving has another benefit that people don't realize.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. And so I do know Katarina from both the business world as well as from the giving world. We're very actively involved, and yes, we were just busy people. And I tell you another thing, guys, that I've noticed about entrepreneurs, because I've seen you, Vanessa, as well in action. Always happy. Both, yes, of you ladies are always smiling and happy, always going and having a fabulous time. You look like, if you're not making a dime, you look like you're making millions. So what's that? Tell us about that.
One thing I've learned about, I think the greatest thing I've ever learned about being an adult now is that happiness is a choice. And every day I choose to be happy. I have to choose to be happy with that, regardless of how much money is in my account or how successful someone might think my business is. I know my business is successful to my terms and what I think success is. So I choose to be happy every day. And I remember how it was when I worked for someone full time. I'm not knocking anyone who is working for someone, but that just wasn't me. So I'm able to be happy in doing what I do and what I love every day, and to help other women realize how they can make income and support their families on something that they're passionate and they have talent with.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
And I think for me, it's really just about striking a balance between doing what you love and working for corporate America. I kind of had to do that to pay the bills, but then going out and doing what I love with the different organizations that I work with. And now being able to spend more time doing that, the rent is still getting paid, thank goodness. But the rent is still getting paid. I'm just it's a lot lighter. And I'm not a slave to my BlackBerry as much as I was. So, and again, like Vanessa said, you know, choosing to be happy. And the one great advice that Vanessa gives me, or that she's given me, is sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. And I think that I would definitely say that to people. You know, nobody cares how you're feeling all the time.
No.
So you got to go in and put on your game face. And if you wear the same black suit, blue suit, gray suit every other day, that's what
wear
you
it with confidence.
Yes.
Wear it that's with confidence. It, yes. If that's the thing that's going to make you feel yes. great, I absolutely agree.
Febreze it if you have to.
Yes.
But
I love
work it.
I love it. Breeze it if you have to.
That's right.
Breeze it if you have to. Well, and that is a dynamic. You have to start with that happiness factor, as you stated, Vanessa. Being happy, no matter what it is you decide to do. And today we're talking about entrepreneurship and how it can help you springboard into what you ultimately want to be, your passion. Not to say that it's the only thing. We've talked a lot about career, and which is what this show is about, career advancement. And career advancement, again, for our audience, is not necessarily going up to the next leg. And as far as from a financial standpoint, but it's going to the leg of where you could be the happiest,
yes.
advancing to where you are the person that you desire to be and want to be in that life space where you see yourself, and being able to build your financial base off what you value most. And a lot of us, I think, have gotten away from that. We get so much into the money itself and how we look at money and how far it can take us and the material things that it can buy. But money has never been able to buy happiness.
Never.
Never.
Never, and never will. It all just buys you some comfort, but at the same time, there's not even that comfort. If people think you have too much, then they may try to, right. you know, do something to you.
And it's never enough.
It's never enough.
It's never
right.
enough. So you
exactly.
always want to, so you've got to find a place where you're just happy with what you have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And be satisfied in that and have peace with that. And that's one thing that I can say that I have now that I did not have in corporate America is peace. It's a peace that I can't even explain.
I know what you're talking about. I do understand where you're coming from. I mean, it is I walk into people, and because I think you and I came out of corporate America around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And Katarina, for me, I am just so much happier now. I was in my car on Saturday, and I declare, too, I've been able to stretch a dollar farther than I was in corporate America.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is. It is amazing. It took me back to my roots.
right.
Well, we had to make a dollar, you know, out of 15 cents.
That's right.
As the saying goes. But I was in my car, and my kids, I think, sometimes just look at me and like, Mom, what is your problem? What? I'm like, guys, you just don't know how happy I am. I let the top back. I got on the highway and I was running it. I was like enjoying every bit of it. But it is so good to be so young at my age and be able to enjoy life like mm-hmm. I am. I'm glad I'm not waiting until I'm, you know, retirement age mm-hmm. in my 60s or something and out here trying to enjoy life when this is the most perfect time. And I think I say all that to say to our audience, entrepreneurship can be that way.
It can.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If you take the opportunity, even though as we started our conversation here today, we talked a lot about, you know, the time and how much time it takes. But it's amazing when you know you're working for yourself. It's like when you're in the kitchen and you're cooking something and you know you made it. It may not taste that great, but...
But you are happy, right?
You were happy. Hey, I did it. I put this thing together. Yes, yeah. You put that love in it and you made everything happen in a way that you never thought would happen. And that's what it's about. And I think we've gotten so much so far from that. So tell us, what would you like for our audience to know today before we end our show today?
Well, one last thing I would love to say is to step out of your fear. A lot of my clients come to me with business ideas and great business ideas, but they're just fearful of what tomorrow will hold about starting their own business. If you are employed, stay employed. Start the business on the side. See if it's going to be sustainable for you. If you found yourself that you are unemployed right now, take that severance package and think about what things you can do with it. You can bake cookies. You can bake doggy biscuits. You can have a yard sale. I've seen virtual yard sales on Facebook, and people are making money that way. There's just things that you can do to generate income and just get past that fear.
Yes. Very good. Excellent advice.
And I'll just say, in life and in business, there's winners and losers. And know that sometimes you're going to be both. It's about how you handle it and then how you move on from that.
Yes. That's very positive. So tell us how to get in touch with you, Pink Boss, first, and then we'll go to the entrepreneur.
Yes, you just reach us on the web at www.pinkboss.com. And, of course, I'm on Twitter. The Pink Boss is my Twitter handle.
All right.
And then to get in touch with me, I'm on Twitter at Kat Consults. You can also look me up on LinkedIn. It's Katarina Taylor, Katerina Taylor. And then as far as entrepreneur, you can go to our website. It's theentrepreneur.com.
We're also on Meetup, too.
And you want to spell entrepreneur?
Yes.
Yes,
E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-H-E-R, H-E-R.
All right. All right. And Meetup is what?
It's just meetup.com/entrepreneur. And you can find us there. We have a great online community there.
Okay. Okay. Because I've seen some things from Meetup, but I'm like, who did this come from? I don't.
Yes. So we have a great group there.
And we're also on LinkedIn as well.
Okay. And then your Twitter accounts, when you tweet, what is the deal there with your tweets?
For me, my tweets are more so inspirational and financial.
Oh, okay.
If you've got questions about personal finance or even your business finance, I tweet a lot about that and what's happening in our Atlanta economy and then, of course, in the U.S. economy and the world economy.
Okay.
And for myself, business startup and business advice, just things, kind of tips that I've learned and nuggets I've learned along the way.
Yes. And I wanted to spell that out to our audience because people just don't have a tweet account just to be tweeting something.
Correct.
It's usually around their particular area of business or message that they want to get across to people, and that's what they're tweeting. Tweet with a purpose. Exactly. Exactly. So today we've had with us Vanessa Parker, a Pink Boss, and Katarina Teller with the Teller Legacy Group. Two lovely young ladies with a lot to bring to the table, and just their smiles alone help bring a happiness in the room that is truly needed. It makes you feel good, and so I know that the women that get with them on Entrepreneur Her are in the great presence of two women who are going very far in life and great things. I'm expecting great, great things from them. And I'm very familiar with Katarina and her business and Smart Kids. And I think it's a dynamic group, as well as I had the opportunity to meet Vanessa at a social club that we both belong to. And oh my gosh, she was there and she was having a blast, her and her husband, and they were doing great things together as well. To our audience out there, we have brought to you and we continue to bring to you great information that you necessarily would have to pay a lot for. So I hope that you take advantage. And ladies, I hope you take advantage of tweeting the information when we tweet you the show about what's going on. We want to keep the learning process going and going and going. As long as we can offer people something for free at times, and we've talked before that free is not necessarily good sometimes because people don't understand. But within limits, there are certain things, tidbits and nuggets that we can provide to you. And it's up to you, our audience, to take that and make it work for you and expand it into something even greater. But know this in closing, as we talk about something free up to a point, but then once you invest money and time in it, it should be something rewarding that pays you back tremendously. As we talked about giving, a dollar can a lot of times turn into $100. $100 for something could turn into thousands of dollars. It's all in how you look at it and what you make of it and how you take it to the next step. Thank you so much for joining us today on a Career Advancement Radio. We look forward to seeing you on our next show.
This has been a joint production of KSAP 5i and Business Radio X. For more information about KSAP 5i, please visit ksap5i.com. That's KSAP5i.com.